If you are the type who experiences guilt unnecessarily often, then this practice was designed for you, dear heart. Let yourself get nice and cozy, whatever that looks like for you. Hitting pause if you need to really prioritize your personal comfort. And once you're ready, lovingly close those magical eyes you have. And begin to tune into your heart and the flow of your breath. Inviting belly to be so soft and loose, there's nothing to hold on to here. To let the air come in and fill it up, letting it expand like a balloon on every in-breath, and letting it deflate on every out-breath. Tuning in to how rich and rewarding each sip of air can be. And as you continue to breathe in such a satisfying way, whatever that is for you, invite the muscles in your face and head to relax. If you need to rub any areas that are not relaxing, feel free to. And as you do so, let them know it's okay. They're safe to relax. You are safe to relax. Release muscles now in the shoulders and hands. Allow your body to become as soft and slack as it would like to be. Let gravity do what it's here to do. No need to fight it in this moment. Let yourself become aware of a sensation now, of heaviness in your body. It may simultaneously begin to feel like lightness. It's a funny sensation that happens when we meditate and relax. It's as if we are all body and no body at once. You may feel the physical sensations of this now. But either way, I want you to truly tune in to any feelings of relaxation within you, wherever they are, and appreciate them. Begin to now think the entirety of your body, even that which hasn't relaxed yet, letting it off the hook, letting it know it's okay. Life is a journey. There's always a further, and this includes our journey into being able to relax again like we were babies. We may have been taught out of it, but we will teach ourselves again how to relax fully. Feel a sweetness to this, a sweetness to you loving on you, loving on and adoring your own physical form. Feel gratitude to how it's carried you through this life. And now, you begin to become aware of the true nature of unnecessary guilt. You feel it as a reminder at this time that you, personally, are capable of choosing how you feel inside of you. And perhaps before it did not feel that way. Guilt felt like no choice whatsoever. It would just appear. But now, however, as you begin to be the one that gives yourself feelings of calm, feelings of feeling good right now, you begin to recognize how much power you have, even if only ever so subtly for now. Let that be enough. And tune in to a commitment in your heart to honor yourself better. Feel how silly some of these guilt feelings have been. How truly they are not necessary at all. So much needless guilt. It's free to leave now. You are free to choose again. In fact, you symbolically meet the being within you that symbolizes guilt now. They may appear as a creature of sorts, perhaps a version of you, or maybe even like a stuffed animal of some kind. Trust what your mind shows you. And as you see this representation of the guilt within you, offer it up a hug. Thank it for all it has done. It has only ever been here to remind you who you truly are. You are the chooser of your experience, once you learn how to be. And the guilt has been doing its job of helping you wake up to this. Sure, it may not have felt that way for a long time. But once it does, it feels like no time at all. And you can become aware of this inner knowing that the next time you're faced with needless guilt, you can remember this moment and who you really are. You're the chooser of your physical experience, of your inner landscape, of how you perceive the world. You can choose to give guilt attention and awareness if you wish, or you can choose to laugh it off now that you're ready to choose again. Now that you're ready to see your power in the equation. And if any part of you is doubting this, let that part of you know it's okay. Doubt is just like guilt, an optional choice. And in this moment, you make the decision to choose again. You don't need to know what you're choosing again. Your inner being does. So you can simply look at the guilt or the doubt and say, hey, whoops, didn't mean to choose you anymore. I'm choosing trust and faith. I'm choosing love now. And over time, the more you consciously make this decision, the smaller and smaller guilt and doubt become. Until they're microscopic, barely even there, little tiny things you hardly remember. so say thank you to them now. For they won't be as prevalent on your journey much longer. Thank them for all they've done. Thank yourself for all you've done. And stay in this relaxed feeling as long as you wish. Perhaps giving yourself an embrace if that feels right to you. And when you're ready to do so, come out of this by truly being as slow as you possibly can be. Moving like a sloth as you roll your shoulders. Move each individual finger and toe one at a time. And when you're ready, slowly blink your eyes open to the incredible world around you. Wonderful job today. Thank you so much for being here.